With this week's Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish. We're joined by Brent Gloy this week, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and one of the authors at the blog at ageconomist.com. So this week, Brent, Arc County yield guarantees increase across much of the country, and Arc County PLC kind of gets confusing depending on what part of the country you're in. Can you clarify some things? Am I the only one confused?
No, Joe, you certainly are. I mean, it is one of those things that can be super confusing, and there's lots of acronyms, and all those programs get really a little bit confusing when you try and analyze it. So you're not the only one, but let's see if we can cut through some of the silliness here this week.
First of all, talk about the higher yields, and that's kind of been something that has really knocked some things out of whack on some payments for guys.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people have been a little bit surprised. You know, if your county yield is high enough and you're set to get a payment, you know, each bushel is costing you on a Arc County payment about $5 an acre of government payment. So with those really high yields, some of those payments have gotten cut back. And what we wanted to look at this week is just, you know, where have the yield averages increased around the country since this program started? And when you look at it, what you see is that farmers in the South in particular have seen their corn yield averages go way up because they've had some really, really high yields relative to their five-year history. If you go to the northern Corn Belt, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, Minnesota, their yields haven't risen as much, which probably means they've gotten some pretty darn big Arc County payments. So, you know, I think if you looked and polled people and said, you know, are you satisfied with this program or not, I think you'd find some of those northern areas, they like it pretty well because they've probably gotten some pretty darn big payments. Other areas that have had a little bit higher yields relative to their histories probably find a little bit more dissatisfaction with this program.
You got some nice maps, too, on the blog. Go to ageconomist.com to see where the changes in Arc County yield occurred. As we talked before we went on, sometimes timing is everything, and that has kind of been the case for you folks in western Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, we put an example in there of two counties that have the same yield over 7 years, but they're spaced out a little differently. And what you find is that in that Arc County program, we use an Olympic average, which means you throw out the high and you throw out the low, and it's a 5 year, so you've only got three pieces of data in there. Well, if you happen to be in a county that had two bad yields in a row, say 2012 and 2013, which in Nebraska I think probably is a lot of people on dry land production, it means it's very hard to get your Olympic average up because you're always going to have one of those really, really low yields in your history until we move past 2012 being in the data set. So if that one of those had been spaced around differently, you could see some really big differences. So what we said is, you know, timing is everything. And I think when people looked at this program, it wasn't really explained, I don't think, very well to say, hey, look at your yield history. If you got two bad yields in there in a row, or conversely, if you have two really good yields in a row, that would be a good thing, but if they're low in there, it's going to make it hard to get an Arc County payment in that situation.
All right, Brent, wrap it up for us. What do we need to know about Arc County going in here to 2017?
Well, I think the interesting thing is that the yields have gone up. In some ways, you know, that means your payments haven't been as good as they might have been, but in other ways, it means your guarantee is going up. So the yield history is going up, which is a good thing in the long run. So I think that's a positive. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with this program, I think, and going forward. But you can about bet that people in some of those areas that haven't gotten those big payments are not going to be as supportive of that program going forward. And people in other areas are going to really like it, which means, you know, it's going to be hard to make policy around it. So we want to keep an eye on that. Going into 2017, keep in mind a lot of places in Nebraska, your payment for the crop you're about to plant is probably going to be pretty small under the Arc County program. And of course, you won't get that payment until 2018. But, you know, it's I think probably not likely to be as big in 2018, the one we receive in 2018 anyway.
Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with us this week on the program. For more information, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it on the podcast page at rollradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.